We are joined in the media center following the 50th Amalie Motor Oil NHRA Gator Nationals by our pro stock winner, Bo Butner. Bo picked up the win, defeating Fernando Cuadra first round, Derek Kramer second round, Roger Brogdon in the semis, and Alex Laughlin in the final round. His most recent win was Pomona in 2019 after his long-time retirement of a few weeks. Bo is former champion, crew chief Daryl Herron, and of course KB Racing providing the power. Bo also won the same event as his fiance Randy Lynn Shipp, who won Stock Eliminator here at the 50th Gator Nationals. Bo, just a tremendous victory, all kinds of sub stories. Tell me about your day.
It's just absolutely crazy. I mean, God gets this glory because I had no shot of winning rounds today. First round, we did our job, but second round, we didn't get down the track. Third round, we didn't get down the track, but just some mishaps on the other side of the track for the other guys. But the KB guys never gave up. I mean, they looked, and we tried everything, and it made the best run of the weekend I made in the final. So we were ready for the final.
Let's talk about the final. You're ready to race. You're amped up to race, and then you find out there's not going to be a race. Alex Laughlin, they said that they had an engine problem, misfire in the engine, and they were not going to run it. And so all of a sudden now you realize, boy, I'm going to win the Gator Nationals. Tell me about that experience of realizing that there's not going to be a race. And somewhere in you was there disappointment that you didn't get to race.
Yes, I have all the trust in our crew, and I figured they had our car fixed. And, but I have Randy Lynn sitting there closing the door, knowing she had just won the night before the 50th Gator Nationals. And then my crew chief looked at me and says, "He's broke. You won." I'm like, so it's troubling, but you have to still stage. And then I wanted to make a good run. So it's unfortunate for Alex. I'm sure we'll have many races throughout the season, but they're tough. He made some good runs today, but I'll take my team.
We're going to open up to questions from members of the media. Give me your name and affiliation if you have a question for Bo.
Dujanay Bland, SportsJourney.com. When you all of a sudden are a single run, and you said you wanted to go out there and lay a number down, is there ever a concern that, you know, you don't want to touch the wall, you don't want to cross the center line? So is there ever concern or fear that something may go awry within that run that could cost you that win?
Well, people that know me know I drive some crazy type cars, and I'm lucky I've got a decent feeling, I feel, of when to let out. And I mean, it couldn't be worse than my second round and third round. So yeah, that is a concern. Like, keep her in the middle, don't hit the wall. If you have to push the clutch in, you do it. But I was very happy we got down with a good run, and that makes it better.
And you can't lose to a ghost, so to speak. And so he could damage his car, which would have been terrible, and we've certainly seen that. But once you stage, you had won.
Right. He didn't make the stage bulb. And like I say, it's unfortunate for Alex, but he'll have plenty of them.
Bo, obviously, you were retired, but now you're back. And you came in as a points leader, and you've extended your points lead. You also attempted to qualify in the Samtec Factory Stock Showdown. So it's almost in many ways you've doubled down on racing, taking on two very challenging categories. But the win comes in pro stock. So just talk a little bit about how the secondary car, the secondary project, has affected racing in pro stock. Has it maybe caused you to be a little more focused on everything you do, and maybe you're doing it better?
That's a possibility. I would drive five classes if NHRA let us. I like to stay busy. But, yeah, I had that feeling because I had some rough runs in the factory shootout car that really kind of made me angry. So I just hop in the pro stock car and you just don't care. Just go out there and we qualify number one the first day, low twice. So, yeah, I'm not – I can't wait to get that car going, though. I mean, I'm very, very happy with our pro stock car. But I have a lot of work to do on the factory car, and I won't give up until we win with that.
Has that helped you this season with – I mean, you're 8-1 right now. You've got two wins. Has that helped you this season being able to kind of stay busy and helped you stay focused to get off to this quick start?
I just think today was just all about being in the right place, right time. But, yeah, we've had a good car. It's been consistent the first three races, and it's the best crew. I mean, Judy and Ken Black, they're like second parents to me, and they take care of us and make sure we have good stuff. It says a lot for them. I mean, I am a renter. I mean, I rent a ride, but they give me the best, and that's pretty cool.
The 50th Gator Nationals, such a great event with all the legends in the house and all the sub stories. A pro stock racer, Warren Johnson, beat all the Nitro guys in an unfinished business race that they had put on. You've won this race in the past in Lucas Oil categories. Just talk about the significance, whether the cosmos intervened, whatever it is that puts you here in the winner's circle, there's a reason you're here. This race is one of the biggest races, maybe the most well-promoted, biggest NHRA national events of all time, and you find yourself in the winner's circle.
Well, the Gators are the Gators. I mean, you have Indy, to me, then you have the Gators. This is the 50th Gators. So, I mean, look at the crowd that was here. I've never seen a crowd like this at a NHRA drag race event in my life. I go off T-shirt sales because I have the Nitrofish T-shirt trailer, and it was absolutely amazing. It crushed anything we've ever had. Just the fan support is awesome. NHRA is doing their job there.
All right. Any other questions for Bo?
You went and won Pomona and then went the whole year without another win until the very end. So is there a little bit of a relief having
one? Yeah, and I told myself that as we win Pomona. Andrew can tell you, you talk to yourself when you're making that turnoff. But no, it's not going to happen this year. We're going to at least be a factor. I'm not going to win every race. Just go a few rounds at every race. If you stay out of that, get in the second, third round, and stay out of losing the first round, you'll be there at the end. And I learned that in 2017.
You've done several interviews already. Is there any question? Is there anything we need to know that you haven't already been asked?
No. I mean, if people's been paying attention, this will be the last interview I give prior to being a grandpa, because that's coming this week when I get home, and I cannot wait. His name's going to be James Earl Butner V. I'm calling him J5, but I can't wait to get home, and I've actually got a little hat collection going on for him for this year. So I've got a win in Pomona, number one qualifier in Phoenix, and now we have a win here. So Randy Lynn's going to throw a hat in too, because that'd be kind of cool. So it's a very exciting time for us. I mean, life is good.
Congratulations, Bo Butner, your Pro Stock winner at the 50th Amalie Motor Oil NHRA Gator Nationals.